At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Scary situations can break out when you least expect.
Oh, sure.
And this story proves it.
What happened?
Well, what started out as an evening of fine chain restaurant dining devolved into a scene of chaos. All because, according to police, someone decided to be a ride or die friend.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This story happened just west of us at the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Ooh, delish.
And it happened last month, but we're just hearing about it this week.
Mm.
According to police, they were called for reports of a fight at the restaurant just before.
Wait, a fight?
Fight at the Longhorn Steakhouse, which is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song. The fight happened just before 9 p.m. And an investigation revealed that it started with a verbal argument between two women.
So customers, these aren't employees.
You got it.
Okay.
Two people.
These are some beef-fighting women.
In love with a two-timing man.
Oh, you know it.
So these two women were in two separate groups, which then apparently began to get involved in the argument as well. So it starts with two women, then the friend groups jump in. And we do not know what the argument was about, but according to police, while the two women were arguing, completely out of nowhere,
what happened?
A friend of one of the women walked over and sprayed her opponent in the face with pepper spray.
Damn.
Inside the Longhorn Steakhouse.
And I had all those delicious sauces she could have used.
Is that how you put?
Well, I'm going to shove it in your face, the steak sauce.
Is that what that is, yeah?
Please don't do that.
Okay. This, again, happened inside the restaurant in the foyer where people were walking in and out. And police were very clear in this story.
Oh, yeah.
The alleged pepper sprayer did this without warning.
Yeah. And they usually do.
Yeah.
And without
you're not supposed to see it coming.
Yeah.
But they were also doing it without being provoked. Like, nobody was in immediate danger.
So
it was just an argument.
This person was kind of an outlier in the fight, it sounds like.
But it sounds like it had escalated.
Well, so they were just, having words, and then all of a sudden, it gets worse, though. It gets worse.
Oh, no.
The alleged pepper sprayer also accidentally pepper sprayed a baby.
Oh,
well, yeah, because I mean that stuff goes everywhere.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
I mean, it's usually that's why you're not supposed to do that inside.
A 3-month-old baby. They pepper sprayed a baby.
Oh, what is the charges for that?
Baby spraying.
Baby spraying.
Yeah, which I was doing at your mom last night. Look,
put an infant at risk.
They put him in the hospital. Actually, now the baby wasn't directly hit, but it was close enough where they had to be taken to the hospital. Sounds like the baby's okay, but it's hard to argue you are in the right when you send a baby to the hospital.
Yeah,
you should feel bad about that.
Oh, my God.
So the alleged pepper sprayer was arrested, charged with third-degree assault, endangering the welfare of a child, and unlawfully possessing noxious material. She's got a court date coming up.
Mm.
All right, so this pepper sprayer, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. They caused a lot of chaos, right?
Yeah.
Is she a good friend?
She's a hothead.
Nope, that's not what I'm asking. I am asking, yes or no, is she a good friend?
My opinion?
Your opinion.
Is coming to somebody's defense.
Is the woman who jumped in with her friend having an argument with somebody else and blasted him in the face with pepper spray, is she a good friend?
No.
Why?
Because you made things worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way.
But the intention.
Way worse.
Okay.
And you don't have enough faith in your friend to, like, fight her own fight.
Okay.
You just jumped in. to take control of the situation and that damn baby.
Well, that baby was looking at me.
Yeah.
Looking at me all nasty like.
Yeah.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Pepper spray or good friend?
I can picture somebody in my mind right now that is one of the most loyal friends anybody could ever have, and I could totally see her doing something
her?
Like this.
So, oh, like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, are we maybe not we're not thinking about the same person. Well, yeah, I could see that. That her
yeah,
too.
She's got the actual equipment.
Free
but
turkey,
I'm thinking,
God!
Like, I've seen this girl jump in between anybody who insults a friend of hers or upsets a friend, makes them cry, man or woman. Oh. She's getting in your face.
Like family.
And she is, like, defending her friend to the death.
Okay. Yeah,
and I guess, like, listen, is it the best way to handle things? No. But is that a sign that this is a good friend? Like, this is somebody who will fight in your honor, I guess? I kind of see that as a really loyal person, a good friend.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
What does that mean?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
Oh. Yeah.
What you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I don't want that person doing. I mean, this person's like an idiot. Like, they can't look at a situation and go, oh, I know who will fix this. A weapon.
Okay, but I think...
It's an argument that didn't need a weapon.
Look, everything you're saying is true. I'm not arguing a word you're saying. However, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, if you are, even if you're not the type of person who gets into altercations like this, I think there is a part of you that would want to know your friends are willing to step in if things get dicey.
But I don't think so. I don't think you want to deal with them.
Says man who's been assaulted multiple times and nobody stood up for him. Not in one of your stories where somebody punched you, hit you, pistol whipped you when you peed your pants. Did anyone on the outside step in to do anything to stop it?
No. No. And no.
Okay, no, I'm just saying.
I guarantee you this woman that pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
Multiple times when she has sat in a passenger side of the car, has leaned over and hit the horn. She's that woman.
Okay, fair enough.
You're not seeing her, I guess, as a friend. You're seeing her as a relationship situation.
A control, hot-headed.
We're talking about friendship.
Well, no, I mean, look, this could also apply to your relationship. Somebody you know, I mean, look, there are plenty of guys listening who have had women where they're in the middle of something, and that woman gets in because she thinks that you are being disrespected in some way.
Yeah, but I thought you were talking about just purely, like, would you want this person as a friend?
Yeah, okay, all right, fair enough.
Not so much a significant other.
All right, Tommy doesn't want loyalty.
No, I do not.
I knew a friend. I had a friend who she suspected that another one of our friends... boyfriends was cheating on her. She went and like scoped out this dude's living situation, took a picture of the woman's car in his driveway and sent it to our other friend because she was like, now you have evidence.
But that's a psycho, man.
It's also like, a good friend.
I would want her on my side if I think somebody's cheating on me.
Man, that's the last person I want to be around.
Don't cheat. You would have to deal with it.
Maybe she sucked as a girlfriend.
So break up with her.
Yeah.
That's none of my damn business.
Well, it is when it's your friend.
No, it's not. If you get divorced tomorrow, I feel bad, but it's none of my goddamn business.
It 100% is your business. I've known you 25 years. I see you every day.
Bro, I can't help you. You have to deal with this.
What are you talking about? I went and stayed at your empty house when you after you got divorced. You can go do all this stupid free Florida stuff
like
you were doing.
So if you found out his wife was cheating on him and you could provide evidence if you had the ability, you would say, none of my business.
Wait, so you would want me to, like...
Let's say you just happened to come across his wife out to dinner with somebody.
No. That's not the scenario here.
What you're
asking me is to follow his wife around to get evidence on her.
Well, let's say you thought she was cheating on him. You had a suspicion.
So,
and you discovered that she was.
So Pat comes up to me and wants me to stalk her?
No, this girl did this.
He didn't ask. He didn't ask. You just did this on your own.
I'm not doing that.
Wow, you're a terrible friend.
I wouldn't want you to do that for me.
I've been following your wife for 4 years just to make sure she's not cheating on you.
You see her crying all the time?
By the way, she's cheating on you with 9 guys. 252-WCMF, we're talking about this story. Happened at a Longhorn Steakhouse just west of us. It started with two women arguing. Two people from different parties, they had different groups with them, in the vestibule of the Longhorn Steakhouse. Police say as the words escalated, a friend of one of the women out of nowhere jumped in and pepper sprayed her arguing opponent. The pepper spray also affected a 3-month-old baby that had to go to the hospital. She pepper sprayed a baby, according to police. She was arrested, charged with a whole bunch of stuff. But the question is, she's obviously a psycho here, right? It is a wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
But is she a good friend?
Everybody's had that hot-headed friend.
Sure.
You just don't want to be around.
Ah!
They're just a ticking time bomb.
It depends on the situation.
And it's the other thing is, it's so goddamn embarrassing to deal with that person.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Troy writes, every group of friends has that one person that takes it way too far.
Yes.
They're fiercely loyal and always make things interesting. I am that friend.
Oh, really? So at least he knows what he is.
Don't hang out with Troy, everybody.
My first girlfriend was like that when I was a kid.
Oh, the one that was in Canada? She doesn't go to this school? You guys, she doesn't go here. She lives over in Canada. Wait, she went over the top?
She go over the top. But she was this little hot-headed girl. Like, I didn't know, like, when I first started, I didn't know girls were like hotheads like that.
Okay.
Till I saw her like flip out, and I'm like a kid. I don't know what to do. Like, it was so disarming. Like, why are you doing this, girl?
But you're also a huge bitch.
Huge, yeah. And I didn't want to deal.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to step in.
Let me ask you this. You can have one or the other.
Yeah.
You can have a friend that will run away in any situation you're in trouble. No backup, no attempt to call the police, total coward, known hider.
A spineless person.
Yes, they're gone. Or a friend who is going to make things super uncomfortable when they don't have to be. They will escalate the situation. They will look like a real psychopath, but they are down for whatever in the moment of your defense.
Like a pit bull.
Yes. Which one do you want?
Spineless.
You say that until you end up in a situation where it's ass and elbows and you need their help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take a pass.
Person's going to come the second you call. Like, yeah, they will be at your doorstep. No, what do you need? They're going to need to murder.
They're gonna come whether you want them to come or not. That's the problem.
Yeah. I bet it comes with the territory, I guess. You deal with the bad to get like that good friendship.
Kimmy, are you choosing ass and elbows or are you choosing escalator?
I'm probably choosing... Wait, what do you mean?
Ass and elbows is in there running the other way. Or the escalator.
Oh.
They know it doesn't need to be this bad,
you
know that they are there for you, even though
not that thing at the UN that doesn't work.
It's not what I heard.
I want to say I would choose the escalator, but I have found myself as I get older distancing myself from that friend.
You want a deal.
And it's not because I don't want them as a friend anymore. I just, they scare me still.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean I don't want to be the friend. So I guess I'm conflicted in my head.
Okay.
I think as I get older, it's less desirable in a friendship.
Because they always make issues out of crap that just let it go.
Bro, you're the most dramatic person I've ever met.
What are you talking about?
Do you also fear with that person, they expect the same out of you?
Yes.
And I'm not going to be able to return that favor because I am not that person.
I ain't doing it, man.
Yeah, again, you're ass and elbows, guy.
Slinking away, baby.
I'm
not even ass and elbow. I am slink away. Like, you won't even know I'm there.
No, I'm aware.
I'm a ghost.
We've had this happen. When I get in arguments with people here in the room, the rare times it happens, all of a sudden you just go out the door.
It's amazing. For some guy that's so hard to get out of that chair, I just evaporate.
25 GWCMS. Folks have been waiting patiently. Let's talk to Susan. Hey, Susan, how are you?
I'm good.
What do you got for us?
Okay, first I want to thank Kimmy. The last time I called, she said I sounded like a very nice lady.
Oh,
so this is going to contradict that. So thanks, Kimmy. I am that friend. Now, I would never use pepper spray, but I am that friend that well, I've had girlfriends who have been in altercations, and the very next morning they've called me up and like, this happened, I wish you were there, and oh my gosh, you know, I don't care if it's a man or a woman, but don't disrespect my friends.
There comes
my
the
family,
old battle
my
axe.
Children. You know, yep, an old battle axe, you got it.
I can hear it.
All right, how many fights?
Yeah. She's very self-aware.
Susan, how many fights ballpark do you think you've been in involving friends?
I'm 55, but years ago, probably well over 15.
15!
I want Susan on my side.
Damn!
I mean, now, that's back when I was young, partied, you know, we drank a lot, we were always out to the bar or the club or whatever.
She was running hard, man.
Yeah, I'd just be standing there and somebody would do something, and you know,
up and down Rocket Street.
The men running away. It was like they were spineless. They didn't want to get involved.
Wait, you were chasing the boys.
We know one of them.
And I've even done it for people I don't know. I watched a guy smack his girlfriend one night, and I was like, what do you think you're doing?
Wait, you were at a Wham event?
I'm sorry?
Nothing. So, no, all right. So you don't look at what Susan is doing as noble. You look at her as a psychopath. Butinsky.
Yes.
Why?
She's a Butinsky.
She has pretty good reasons for everything so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty noble. Loyal.
Yeah, I would never pull out pepper spray.
Yeah, she uses
it. That's where she draws the line. I use my mouth, and if I have to, back in the day, I would have hauled off and swatted someone.
She swats and she mouths.
Bro, you know she's tough too because she said swatted.
She's a swatting mouth.
She's a hard swatting woman.
In love with a good time of man.
Susan, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
I don't want to get anywhere near that woman.
She wouldn't use pepper spray on you.
No, but she's like, she's been in 15 fights.
I think I'm in love.
I love that she's embracing this, though. She's not running from it.
Bro, you don't want to deal with something like that.
You say that until she's all dangerous in front of you and you're all like, hey, what's up? Hey. To that point, Rob writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Sounds like talking about the woman at the Longhorn Steakhouse here, facing these allegations. Sounds like every woman I dated in the late 90s. Crazy can be so hot. Thank God I make better life decisions now. No, you don't, Rob. No, you don't. Yeah. None
crazy
of us
is
do.
The worst.
Okay.
Because crazy doesn't take a day off. Anytime you're with a crazy woman, it's crazy in bed, it's crazy with the checkbook, it's crazy around the house.
Uh-huh. But are we talking about two separate people? Because this is somebody who's passionate about standing up for a friend.
You are right.
We're not talking about somebody that's just going off and starting issues.
Well, I'm just going off of what that Rob letter.
I think that those are kind of two separate people.
You are right. You are right.
No, but it's so funny you sit here and go, now that I am older and mature, bro, I knew you in your 40s and 50s when
I was
dating.
A kid.
My ass. You were dating.
Just coming up.
The amount of crazy ass ladies you was bringing around. Don't sit here and be like, oh, you know, as I get older, no. If you love crazy, if you're attracted to crazy, you will always be attracted to crazy.
Man, it wasn't so much I was attracted to it. They just seemed to find me.
Yeah, oh, what's up with that? What's up with that?
What's up with that?
All right, look, I mean,
what?
I guess the moral of the story here. I mean, you look at the woman back in this story facing the allegations. Again, bad, bad, bad if it happened this way. But she is a ride or die friend. She put her safety aside.
She did.
She put her potential freedom aside.
Steak got cold.
She did not.
Didn't even finish her rolls.
Took down every baby in Western New York scared to be around her.
Yes.
Look, you're right. You should use caution when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
But if I got to choose one or the other, ass and elbows versus someone that could potentially escalate it, I'm choosing the escalator every time.
All right. Good luck with that.
You grew up rich-ass bitch. I live on the water in Florida and the butter.
Oh, no, my shacket. You got pepper spray on my shacket.
It doesn't come out.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What the hell do you do here?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Well, look, where we sit, everyone has had to deal with... Okay, let me try this again.
Go ahead.
As we sit here right now,
Everyone
that has had to deal with this is safe, like in this situation. In fact, there has actually been no physical contact with this man, period. But what they have caught him doing on video, as close as humanly possible to someone else's place without being inside, is unsettling to say the least.
Yeah.
And Tommy, it's not just some random one-off thing.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Something very strange and unsettling is happening on Park Avenue. One specific house.
Wait, just one house?
One house on Park Avenue.
Yeah, we don't know why this person has chosen this front porch.
A video that was made public yesterday shows an unidentified man walking up to a home at the end of Park Ave.
Yeah.
He walks onto, like, the porch, Kimmy.
Okay.
And it looks like it's, like, a home that's apartments. You get what I'm saying? There's multiple people that live
there. Yeah, so this is a main door to multiple apartments.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
He peers into the windows of the ground floor apartment, which can clearly be seen by the ring cam attached to the door. Like, you get his whole face. And this wasn't a one-time thing. He did this, according to the story on 10MEC, on back-to-back nights. So, Tommy, so far we've got a random man peering into windows at a place on Park Ave twice in 48 hours.
Okay.
That's scary on its own.
Yeah.
But what makes it more unsettling is what this man was doing.
What was he doing?
I'm going to let this woman, who lives in the ground floor apartment, explain what she saw on video.
So then this is the next camera.
On this camera, we see the man's face, deep eyes, sunken cheeks, a dangling earring.
I mean, what do you feel when you see that?
Like, initially, I wasn't too fearful, just I've had those situations happen before, but when I put the volume on the video and realized, like, what he was actually doing, that's where I started to get really scared, and you could just hear everything.
You know what you could hear?
Oh, I know what you could hear.
He's watching porn and fondling himself.
Yeah. Wait, he had a porn on his phone?
Yeah, he's watching porn
on his phone.
On his phone and fondling himself.
So that earring was, like, jiggling.
Yeah, yes, it was. Yes.
I love how he's laughing, but if this happened at his house, it would be like, he wouldn't be here today.
100%.
He'd have to be dealing with a lot of stuff in his neighborhood.
100%.
I find this funny.
Can you talk into the microphone?
Yeah, 30 years of radio. Hey,
you know what I'm saying, man.
This is, it's funny because it's not happening
to me. Hey, you guys want anything over here?
You don't think this is funny, man?
It's terrifying.
I would be really, really creeped out. I think the whole, it's, you're right, it's not happening to you, but the amount of questions I have make this such a creepy situation.
I understand, like, he's perving. And,
no, that is the understatement.
But also, it doesn't sound like he's done it to any of the other houses, so why are you doing it to our house? Why
maybe the lighting's better.
Camera?
And by the way, it sounds like this woman, like, you can clearly see his face. This woman and the man that I think lives with her,
I don't know what the situation is. Yeah.
They don't know who he is. Yeah. They've seen him. Right. They have no idea.
Don't open up the door too quick.
Well, you ain't kidding.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
So right now, nobody knows who he is.
But you can't see his face, you said clearly.
He's right in the camera. Like, his face is right in the camera.
I mean, you heard Berkeley break it down. Could you give me Berkeley's description one more time? This is Berkeley Breed on 10 NBC breaking down this man here. Go ahead.
So then this is the next camera.
On this camera, we see the man's face. Deep eyes, sunken cheeks, a dangling earring.
He sounds like he's writing a romance.
Yeah.
Okay, so the video of this man is up on the 10NBC website. Police have also been plastering his face all over the Park Ave area.
Plastering.
On top of that,
police
say they've been giving special attention to that section of Park Avenue at night since this started.
We're looking for the diddler.
By the way,
this
bothered some people so much who live in this building, they're moving.
Oh, for God's sake.
The woman
sakes.
You heard? Bro, how do you...
They clean the porch.
Your wife wouldn't want to move immediately.
No, but would you move with you and your boys upstairs with that crew you had?
Well, no, because I'm not a vulnerable woman.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but I think it's an overreaction. The cops are on it. Berkeley's there, man.
The cops are on it. They don't have an identification. Right. They don't know where he is. They
sounds like
this back-to-back nights. Please tell me what it sounds like, man, who didn't hear this story until just now.
I know.
Jackass.
I'll tell you what. They'll have this son of a bitch locked up before Sunday.
Okay.
Before, I'll tell you what. Before kickoff. That's a pre pick bonus pick. They had this son of a bitch locked up before kickoff.
He is a Saints fan.
Yeah, yeah, he's wearing a Saints hoodie. Yes.
I didn't even know that. Oh my God!
What does that have to do with what you just said?
I'm so locked in today.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, if your wife saw this, she would want out.
Of course, any woman
would.
And
you would not sit there and argue with her. You wouldn't. I love how you say this.
Oh,
like
honey,
you're so...
honey, you're overreacting. Come on, yeah. No big deal. We're just not gonna open the door.
I am not condoning what this man did. But as a man, as a man, that has
there should be no but.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like you've never walked. Look, you've done a lot of creepy things. You've never done this.
I have not, but I have. Pleasured myself in areas that would most people would say were unconventional.
Understood.
And risky. Let any man stand before me and tell me he hasn't pleasured himself in an area where he shouldn't.
There is a difference.
You did those things get caught. This person actively wanted somebody to see him. He was in a camera on purpose. Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is this. As much as you want to try and make excuses.
I'm not making excuses.
You are. You just made an excuse.
But I can't.
You just made an excuse.
No, man.
You can't even finish the sentence. You didn't think, I'm going to do a silly voice and that makes it better, which it doesn't. 252 WCMF. There is a story on 10 NBC last night. A man on Park Avenue, same house, twice.
The Park Avenue puller?
Twice in 48 hours. Walks up to a porch. Nobody knows who this man is. Yeah. He gets right into the window, starts peering. You can clearly see his face on the Ring Cam video.
What do you have, sunken jowls?
Can we go one more time from Berkeley? This is Berkeley Breen on 10 NBC describing what that man looked like.
So then this is the next camera.
On this camera, we see the man's face, deep eyes, sunken cheeks, earring.
Quick sidebar.
A dangling earring.
I ran into Berkeley at a Mexican restaurant 2 weeks ago, just randomly. Yeah. And Berkeley's a great guy.
Yeah.
He talks like that all the time.
Yeah, he does.
Hello, Pat. I'm having burritos.
This camera here?
I'm hoping we get more chip soup. But, like, all right, here's what's... The fact of the matter is... Okay, again, let's just reset if you're just joining us.
Sure.
This guy has gone on the same porch two nights in a row at one end of Park Avenue. He walks up. He is peering in the windows. His face is clearly seen. He is then on his phone playing with himself.
Looking at porn.
Fondling himself. Yeah. By the way, Kimmy, they showed the video on 10NBC last night. Did 10NBC air a video of a man touching himself?
I think they only showed like a very short clip. I don't know if it got
so as soon as he started diddling, they got done.
Yeah, because I don't think they showed much.
All right, the fact of the matter is this.
Yeah,
and here's what makes it so bothersome.
Yeah,
there is nothing you can do to stop what he is doing. Name it.
Other than like be there.
Porch.
Maybe somebody's there when it happens. But yeah, you're right. I don't know what you can do.
Yeah, you would have to put somebody on the porch.
Exactly. Like the police.
Hey, put it back in. Get the hell out of here.
But that's buddy. You could post a cop out there every night. And I'm sure he won't show up while the cops are there. But you're not going to arrest him. So it allows him to do this in other places if he wants to. And eventually the cops are going to have to go home. The landlord is not going to pay for a 24-hour security guard to sit on the porch. And even that would be unsettling for some people.
Yeah.
That you have a random person sitting outside your window all night long.
So you could do like those Ring Cam videos.
That's what this is.
The commercial where you see the guy slinking up, you know, with a hoodie on.
Hey,
and you know he's up to no good. Then you yell at him. I'm calling the cops right now, buddy. And then he runs up all scared.
I'm sorry. I do think it's fair to wonder.
What's that?
If you're someone who lives in this building on Park Avenue, he's been there twice. What is keeping him from eventually getting more bold? Like, that would be my fear. And maybe it's...
And he's already looking in your windows.
And I don't think it's irrational. Maybe it's the wrong way to think. Maybe it doesn't go any further from this. But I do think if you're someone who lives in this building, that is a fair question to ask.
Do you think this could escalate?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, they haven't caught him, right?
Sounds like he's just...
I wonder...
Sounds like he's just a weirdo that wants attention.
Yeah, no, he wants attention. That's why we see him and know his name, and he's out not in the dark.
No, but he put his face in a camera.
Maybe he didn't. Yeah. Maybe he's in a state where he does not realize his face is in the camera.
Oh, come on.
He's also touching
he's
himself.
Looking right into it.
No, I'm saying like maybe he's just a sad guy.
I love how your argument he's a weirdo. That probably makes it fine.
No, I'm not saying it makes it
fine. No, that's what you're arguing. Yeah,
you're trying to make yourself feel better by saying he's just a weirdo.
He is just a sad weirdo.
So what do you do?
But I don't know.
He's just out there perving.
Person's capable of.
But but right
and
now
why
he
hasn't. Targeting our house? What are you looking for?
He hasn't hurt anybody
so far.
He hasn't touched anybody
so far.
Okay, so far.
So what do you do? Yeah. Answer the question.
I mean,
you're running your mouth a lot. You got nothing.
Get him off the street.
So how do you do that?
Lock him up.
How do you do that?
You gotta get the cops out there.
Well, that's what they're doing. They haven't found him.
We may need to bring in a National Guard.
Okay. See, you got nothing. Like you could sit here and be like, oh no, what do you do to fix it? Oh no, I don't know.
Maybe he'll move on to the next porch.
Okay, that's also a problem for the next people.
Hey, plenty of porches out there in Fairport.
Kimmy. You were going to say something. I keep cutting you off.
I do wonder because I guess I don't know what exactly is shown on the video. It seems like they're assuming that he's doing that based on like noises happening.
Yeah.
But if you don't have actual video of him doing it, can you get, can you, is it, you know, like, is, can you go off of assumption, I guess, is
so
my question.
It's interesting you bring that up.
I think the evidence is probably on the mat.
It's interesting you bring that up, Kimmy.
That's a welcome mat right
like
there,
if you're
buddy.
Not,
nobody's talking to you.
If you're not seeing it directly and you're only assuming and it seems obvious, but you don't have actual video evidence of it, is there, can you get in trouble for that,
so
I guess?
So with that point, right now, the police are treating this as an attempted burglary. And it feels like it's more, but I think what Kimmy brings up is an issue here. Like, if you're not watching him do it.
So, like, he's casing the joint.
I mean, yeah.
Because he didn't break in.
Because what else could you charge him with? Because, I mean, you're right. If you don't see him physically doing something.
Yeah.
Is it illegal? Yeah, it's got to be illegal to J.O. on someone else's porch. That's got to be in the law somewhere.
I think the J.O. laws back with the LBJ.
So Bill is throwing.
Covers that.
LBJ. No, if it was an LBJ, we wouldn't have this problem. Bill is throwing us an interesting theory here as to why someone would do something like this. He writes, hey, Duffy, maybe they have great Wi-Fi. And I know he's joking, but if this is a guy who is homeless, potentially, and doesn't have a data plan on his phone, and he wanted to watch pornography, he would have to go somewhere with
Wi-Fi. But
he's
got a cell phone. Well, he's homeless.
Yeah, you can have a – I mean, you own things before you go
homeless. I think, though, you would find a spot not directly in a camera.
Where, though? I mean, in fact,
just like off to the side.
Well,
or
no,
something?
But like Kimmy, where the cameras are, you know, there's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look, maybe it's crazy, but that is an interesting theory as to why someone would target a random house twice in 2 days.
He just needed Wi-Fi. He had no data plan.
It's an interesting idea.
Okay. Does that make it a little less?
No, because you're still staring in a window playing with yourself.
But he's a homeless guy. He's got no cell phone plan. Down on his luck.
You're touching yourself on somebody's porch.
But you know, he could be in a bad way.
Okay.
You're looking in their windows.
Well, get a hold of him and let's find out. You know, and Tommy, keep in mind, in this story, if there weren't cameras here, we wouldn't even know he was doing this. Like, if this was happening at your house, you're going to stay up all night every night?
No, of course not.
No, you're not. Like, a lot of people would consider moving out.
It's a lot to do, considering you can't, apartments are so hard to find and everything's so damn expensive. You may ride it out, bro.
These people aren't, and like,
well, they say, let's see if they actually leave.
Oh my God.
Everybody running their mouth. I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm going to Florida, man. Getting a job
this
down there.
Like you're right.
I got a cousin down there. Get me a job at the coffee shop.
Everybody is running their mouth, or one guy in a shacket right now. Because, again, let's paint a scenario where this happens at your house twice. Your wife freaks out. You're not going to move. You got to stay up all night.
You got to sell the house?
You got to stay up all night.
I just put in plantings.
Bro, she ain't going to sleep there without you staying up and watching out the window. So now you're living nocturnal life.
She can go to her sister's for a couple nights so that everything settles down.
Well, how do you know it's going to settle down?
It always settles down. Okay. They move on.
It always settles down. Looks around the world. It always settles down.
These pervs move on, Pat.
We'll wrap it up with Rob.
Robbie boy.
He writes us on Instagram.
Rubbing out Rob.
He says, Tommy's right. We've all done inappropriate things in places we shouldn't have. However, we didn't do it with a dangling earring. That's going too far.
Speak for yourself, Rob. I had a period. I had some danglers.
All right.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bills Saints, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. One of two confirmed right now, 1 o'clock Sunday kickoffs in Orchard Park. Mm. That's why the tickets in the secondary market this week have been so expensive.
Wow.
If you want to watch the game, you're hanging out in the break room watching just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. You can do it with everyone's coolest cat.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
The size of an actual cat. Donahue Lay is going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drink. And if you want to meet him, look for the only man without any Bill stuff on.
But I'll have a big white box.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Yeah. We should give this box a name. Like, the box should have, like, some kind of, like...
For the appearance of Bill Gray's.
Yeah.
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 Go hang out at Bill Gray's.
Oh, now you don't want to do it.
In Chi-Lai.
Running your mouth before is
what happened? What happened? What happened? Go this and more with Tommy on Sunday with the WCMF Home Field Advantage at Bill Gray's in Chi-Lai. Your Buffalo Bills are 3-0. They're looking to go to 4-0.
Yeah.
Tommy, not as fortunate as the Bills last week, coming off a 1-4 week. And look, we talked about it this morning. Unless you are a deep, deep, deep whole league football fan,
yeah,
you probably know nothing about the Saints, which means we know you know nothing about the Saints. And we're going to find out how that works out, because there are lots of football experts that will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man.
Right.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over under.
Over under.
.300 yards passing for Josh Allen. This Saints passing defense is bad.
Pathetic.
They're bottom 10 in yards per attempt. They're bottom 3 in touchdown passes given up. They have yet to gather an interception in 3 games. They are also second worst in the league at most 40-yard pass plays given up.
Wait, so they give up the big ball.
Yeah, you got it. So there's only one team in the league that is worse at giving up long pass plays. And it's not like they've been playing crazy good teams. They played poorly against the Cardinals, who lost last night. Mm-hmm. They played poorly against San Francisco with a backup quarterback, and they got blown out by a middling Seattle team last week. Josh Allen should feast on this defense.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 3 weeks, it seems the Bills have been very cautious with the passing game, with the exception of needing 15 points in 4 minutes. Josh has only gone over 300 yards once this year, and it was that furious comeback against Baltimore. He didn't break 200 against the Jets. He barely broke 200 yards in the air against Miami. The offense, right now, seems to have no problem relying on James Cook to go rip off 5 yards a carry, which he's getting right now, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
What do you think, Ben?
All right.
The most explosive offense in the league. Highest scoring offense in the league.
No, okay, there's a difference.
Are they?
No, they're the second highest. By a point. Second highest.
By a point.
Look at you.
And you told me that one Indy game was a joke.
No, I don't think Indy is as good as everyone thinks, but
I'm
correcting
your
information.
That's what I just said.
Your information.
I'm getting my information. Baby. They're going to air that arm out, bro.
Air Allen?
Thank you. Air Allen.
Air Allen.
Oh.
Okay.
Air Coryell Allen.
All right, look. We saw against.
He's going to be feasting on some Southern cake, baby.
We saw. We saw against the Jets that when things are going well, Sean McDermott
off the gas.
Yeah, has no, and not only that, has no problem taking Josh out of the game. So if the Bills are playing really well, one, they're going to stop throwing the ball. Two, Josh may not even be out there.
They may. Oh wait, you're saying Josh may not finish the game?
Well, no, I'm saying if we've watched it happen against the Jets already. If you think the Bills are going to play that well, which by the way, Vegas does, and we'll get to that in a little while. The smart money might be on the under here.
You got
to
work on that passing game, man. You got big games coming up against big teams. You can't just be resting on. It can't be the Cookie Monster every other play, man. You
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
The Cookie Monster has already been fed. Now we got to feed the arm, baby. We got to eat us some Southern cake, baby.
So to be clear, you are over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a clinic.
Tommy, your second pick. Over under.
I have no comment at this time.
100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara.
The guy's name is Alvin.
He's been in the league for a decade. You
Alvin.
Idiot. You're dressed like one of the chipmunks today. If there is
brutal.
If there is a star on this Saints team, it's Kamara.
Which, and there ain't one.
Well, it's amazing because he's a 30-year-old running back. I mean, like Kimmy.
Yeah.
He and Derrick Henry
kind of feel bad for the guy a
little
bit.
He's banged up.
Well, just, you know, you're not going anywhere on this team.
Well, you're not. But, I mean, it speaks to, I mean, him and Derrick Henry, Kimmy, are the only guys doing it at a decently high level at that age in this league. Kamara has yet to break 100 yards this season. He had 99 in week two. But some not great news for Bills fans. The Bills currently have the worst rushing defense in the NFL. We've allowed the most yards rushing, period. The most yards per carry, which is over six.
But you got to add Derrick Henry to that number.
Understood.
Like the greatest running back in recent history.
No, I understand. We've also allowed the most rushes of 20 yards or more.
Okay. Again, Derrick Henry.
Fine. Now, like you said, a lot of that came against the Ravens. But the last 2 weeks, it's been better. But there have been moments against the Jets and the Dolphins where a running back or a quarterback gets free and they're gone for 15 or 20 yards. Also, Matt Milano and Ed Oliver have not
with this.
Practiced this week.
Weak corners are Ed Oliver. Can't win in this league without a good corner.
Can Alvin Kamara find a groove against the worst rushing defense in the NFL and break the century mark over under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara?
This running child ain't getting no groove.
Running child,
ain't getting no damn groove, bro. He ain't going nowhere. I feel bad for the kid.
Well, he's probably not a kid. He's one of the oldest running backs in the league.
Probably wants to retire. He's probably got a nice house someplace in Orlando wants to get to.
Why Orlando?
A lot of those guys end up in Orlando.
Nobody
he probably lives near Daryl Talley. No, he's not. It's not going to happen for the kid.
Okay. So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Tommy. Alvin Kamara. Okay. Tommy tells it like it is, Saints edition, here in the break room on CMF. Thus far, he is over 100 yards. Excuse me, over what?
300 yards.
Thank you. 300 yards passing for Josh Allen. Under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm born ready.
Over under. 2.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. Right now, the Bills, despite being 3-0, are in the bottom half of the league in sacks with 6 so far this season. Coincidentally, the Saints have given up exactly 6 sacks in 3 games.
Okay.
Which means if we are going by averages with the Saints and the Bills should get exactly 2 sacks on Sunday.
All right.
The question is this Bills defense, at least the pass rush, better than what the Saints have seen in Arizona, San Francisco, or Seattle? And heads up, there are players right now in Buffalo that we expected to have more sacks than they do. Greg Rousseau only has half a sack.
Quite quiet.
Yep. Joey Bosa only has a single sack. A.J. Epinesa has yet to get a sack. He also showed up on the injury report, although he's been practicing. Are those guys due, or are teams doing a better job with that Oliver out of the game shutting these guys down over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills D on Sunday?
Oh, I'm taking the 3.
Why?
I think that Bosa's going to light it up.
Why?
I like the name. I like his style.
Okay.
Bosa's it.
He
baby.
Got going a little he's bit a star. Last week.
Yeah. Bosa's a star,
look,
man. He's a legit star.
He's
a name because of his abilities.
Yeah, no, he's a name.
You think he can't do this against some weak-ass team with they have nothing.
He got one sack against the Jets, who are the weakest team they've played so far. And don't get me wrong, he's playing well.
He's warming up, man.
He's just not getting to the quarterback the way we thought. For example, Kimmy, every year when we play the Dolphins, that's like defensive end feasting. Greg Rousseau gets like 2.5 sacks every year against Miami. They didn't get to Tua once. It is a little bit of a concern unless something turns on Sunday, but you think that's going to happen.
You said this quarterback said nothing.
Spencer Rattler is a fifth-round pick.
Spencer.
Fifth-round pick from last season. Yeah. Man, the Saints screwed that quarterback thing up so bad. Derek Carr was supposed to be their starter.
I remember him.
He was not going to be able to play this year, and in a pretty solid move, he walked away from $30 million because he didn't want to get paid to sit around and do nothing.
Well, his dad's got a sweet job doing traffic up here. Alan Carr, my son's on TV.
He's on one NFL shows, yeah.
Yeah, him and his eyeshadow.
Yeah.
He's got eyeshadow?
I don't know. It looks like he's wearing eyeliner.
Tommy,
yeah.
So you are over 2.5 sacks for the Bills defense.
I think Bosa's going to have a hell of a day.
Okay.
And that's not a pick. I just say I'm taking the over.
Okay. Well, you took the over.
Don't like screw me. Oh, no. That's not a bonus pick. That's just an opinion.
You could just run your. You could just stop running your mouth.
Noted.
That would help.
Good luck with that.
Okay. If you thought last week's
coffees,
if you thought last week's point spread was bad,
yeah,
buckle up.
So this is turning into like college football.
Okay, Tommy.
Yeah,
the Bills opened as 12.5 point favorites against the Dolphins last week, and we all said, "Whoa!" This week, your Buffalo Bills are favored by 16.5 points.
That's got to be closest like a professional record.
No, I mean, there's
consecutive weeks of having wide-ass point spreads.
That is two touchdowns and a field goal.
That's a crush.
Yes, the Bills are betting. The sportsbooks are betting the Bills are better than the Saints. And it makes sense. Look, the Saints have not been good. They don't have a quarterback. The Bills are coming off that mini bye Thursday Night Football. They've had more time to rest and prepare. Add to that, last week the Saints had to fly all the way up to Seattle, take an ass-kicking. This week they got to fly to the other side of the country.
That's a good tip. Thank you for that tip.
It's high, 16.5, but it's not unreasonable.
Yeah.
All right, listen to me carefully.
Yeah, let's settle down.
No, I'm serious.
No more joking around.
This will be
everything's a big joke.
We had a lot of fun back there.
We sure did.
But this will be the most valuable information I give you all week.
Give it to me, buddy. Let me take it all in.
After last week,
yeah,
your Buffalo Bills have won 9 straight home games when favored by 10 or more. Mm. So they are winning outright when they're favored by 10 or more. But
hold on now.
After the Dolphins game,
yeah,
the Bills are 4-5 against the spread in their last 9 double-digit favored games.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 17 points or more?
I mean, that's a ton of points.
No, it is literally a ton of points.
That is like that's like college lopsided Alabama playing, you know, Austin Peay.
A third of the league won't score 17 points.
Right.
This week, period.
Right.
End of sentence.
So come on with these points. Too much, right? So you're asking me, do I think the Bills?
You know what I'm asking.
Yes.
Don't they get some man?
Shut up.
I think you've had too much Diet Coke today.
Yeah, well,
so he asked
Diet punch you in the face.
Diet kind of punch you in the face.
That's right. A little less. No sugar. Right in your kisser. Go ahead. What you got?
So you're asking me if the Bills win.
That's what I'm asking.
Of course.
Okay,
so,
Bills win. Okay. Bills win again.
And we asked this crazy point spread.
Yeah, because if they cover, it would be.
Well, that would be a bona fide Cajun blowout, baby. I guarantee. On yawns on the side.
You think the Bills are going to win by 17 or more at home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It'll crush.
To recap.
Let's bring it all together now.
All right. Tommy is over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen. He is under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara. He is over 2.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. He has the Bills winning.
Yep.
And despite the fact that the Bills are underwater, covering the spread in their last 10 9 double digits at home, he has them winning. He has them winning by 17 or more.
Yeah.
And that makes it an official break room bleh.
Yeah, buddy.
So,
a
little bit different today.
Yeah, so the big switcheroo here, right?
Yeah, Danger is traveling.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Kimmy's been so quiet this discussion. Mm-hmm. Kimmy will be filling in for Danger.
Fantastic. Saving my thoughts for later.
That's right.
Okay.
Kimmy will be going head-to-head against Tommy with his picks after 9 o'clock to recap them. But a man who has nothing better to do. Joining us as he does every Football Friday from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
To recap Tommy's picks.
Not so fast, Saints buddy.
You know nothing about this team. How are you going to? You don't even know how you.
This is going to be a bigger party than Carnival. when we get done. There may be some tatas in the stands coming out, man. It's going to get crazy.
Are you going to the game?
I may. I don't know.
No, you're Bill Grace. You can't. You got to take your tatas out there.
Can't. I think they do have tater tots, though.
Tommy tots?
No, guys.
Look at too guys. Far.
Seriously,
too far.
Guys, don't ask me to take my top off, guys. Seriously, guys.
There's good people over there. I do think this game's going to get out of control.
Yeah.
And it's going to just be a goddamn party.
Oh, so what's going to happen then?
I think Josh, he was MVP last year.
He was,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's getting another honor this year.
What's that?
They may be so impressed down in the Crescent City.
Uh-huh.
You know the game's home, right?
No, but I'm saying.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, let him cook. I know. Let him cookie monster, Kimmy. Yeah.
They're going to be so impressed with him down in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
They're going to offer him the honorary Grand Marshal of Mardi Gras.
No, you're being a bitch because like we're going to forget about this.
I know, no,
the season will be over.
I know, but they will remember, and they are going to make him. Josh Allen will be the Grand Marshal of Mardi Gras.
So can't wait to revisit this in March.
Yeah, because we will not.
He'll
forget.
Be waving. Yep. Thanking everybody.
Yep. As soon as Lent comes around. Okay, so just to be clear, a guy that was raised in California. Went to college in Wyoming, married to a woman who was also raised in California, who currently lives in New York. He plays for the Buffalo Bills.
No connection to the area whatsoever.
In any way.
Not even happening there.
They also have their own professional football franchise and one of the most powerful college football.
Do they?
Now, let's not forget about LSU.
LSU and ain't all New
of
Orleans.
And all of the NFL stars that have come out of the greater New Orleans area. Josh Allen will be the Grand Marshal of the Mardi Gras Parade.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
He'll be an honorary Cajun, an Arcadian son.
Kimmy filling in for Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy, we have no idea what kind of New Orleans thing he's coming in as.
Can't wait.
I hope.
Every time you hope for something, it doesn't happen.
I know.
You're going to
he came in as an actual float.
Well, every week he comes in as an actual float. If you want, you started it. You know what you set me up for. You knew what you were doing.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.